Welcome back to the Bravo Dog Knowledge Podcast. I'm your host, Renee Erdman. I'm a multi-certified dog trainer and behavior consultant and a mentor to pet professionals. I own bravodog.ca and the mentorshipcollective.com. I hope you'll enjoy this episode. Today, I'm going to be talking about humanizing our dogs. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Should we be doing it? Shouldn't we be doing it? I hope you enjoy this episode. I remember when I started working with animals, I was warned against anthropomorphizing dogs. You've probably heard that term before, but what exactly does anthropomorphizing mean? So the actual definition is to attribute or ascribe human form or behavior to an animal, in this case, or an object. So animals are not objects, but this definition does state that if we're attributing human behavior to an animal, we are anthropomorphizing them. I've heard a lot recently, since I've been on a new platform called Clubhouse, that humanizing our dogs is a huge, huge problem. I think that definitions get pretty tricky. So what does humanizing our pets mean? I've also heard the same thing about spoiling. Like what does that actually mean? I think these are broad statements to make. And it's going to depend on the animal, whether or not that is beneficial or not beneficial. I really think, and this is my perspective and my point of view and my opinion, is that the more that we can attribute similarities between how humans and animals may be feeling, the more empathetic and compassionate we can be towards them. And as I see it, I think that is lacking overall in society. And so I actually think that it's a positive if we are doing that more often. We do know that there are a lot of similarities between emotions, between animals and humans. And so, like I said, I don't think that that is a negative. I think we have to be very clear here that behavior can be drastically different between animals and humans. And so we can't lump everything together and say that, oh yeah, you know, humans behave exactly the same as animals, because they don't. I think we definitely need to know the differences between the two. One major difference between humans and dogs would be the emotion guilt. So I'm going to be quoting from a Psychology Today article that states a recent study, Julie Hecta, Adam Miklosi, and Marta Gaskia, was conducted at Eötvös Loránd University in Budapest, Hungary, and published in the Journal of Applied Animal Behavior Science, involved 64 dogs, and each dog was instructed to not eat a treat, and then when the owner was out of the room, the dog obeyed or disobeyed. The issue was how the dog reacted when the owner returned. So the results were that the dog's obedience or disobedience had nothing to do with whether they showed the quote-unquote guilty look. Although 92% of the owners claimed that when their dog was showing that quote guilty behavior, it was because the dog knows that it has done something that the owner disapproves of. When actually confronted with their dog showing that look, the owners could not reliably determine whether the dog had actually obeyed or disobeyed in that experimental trial. So what we know is that dogs that are responding with that so-called guilty and ashamed look are actually showing fear, because they're anticipating what is happening next due to either body language from the human or their tone of voice. The other would be respect. So the thought that dogs respect us, there's actually absolutely no evidence that states that dogs understand the concept of respect. So I think that it's important that we don't humanize dogs so much that we lose sight of the fact that there are some very important differences, because that will affect how we train them and how we interact with them. Because if we make assumptions that, you know, oh, they should know this, or they are feeling this based on, you know, the fact that humans do, then we're being unfair to them. And that's not right, because we need to take the time to learn how the differences and the similarities. So I think there's no blanket answer that, you know, humanizing your dogs is good or bad. I think that there are different levels, of course, like as we mentioned. The other dangerous assumption to make about dogs would be something like making a statement that all dogs love to be hugged, when we know that the majority of dogs don't like confinement like that. So whereas humans understand that a hug represents affection, that's not going to correlate with dogs. They typically don't like that. So that's another really important distinction to make. One thing that might be hard for people to accept about animals is that they are innately selfish. They are often behaving and doing things to serve a purpose for themselves. They don't share the same human values that we do. So oftentimes I find people overthinking motivations in terms of behavior, why their dog is doing something. They come up with these outlandish stories of why they think their dog is doing something, when in fact they may be motivated to behave a certain way for a completely different reason. So I think once we start going down those rabbit holes of the why the dog is doing this, I think that, instead of deconstructing behavior in terms of the consequence, why they've done the behavior becomes a little bit useless, to be honest. Unless we're talking about things like, you know, a history of fear. We do need timelines for things like that so that we can put together the puzzle. But, you know, if we're talking about, okay, the dog takes my son's sock and brings it to their bed because they like the smell and they're feeling anxious and it makes them feel better. I mean, these are all things that we don't know. At the end of the day, we don't know how animals are feeling a lot of the time. So we're often going by their body language, as well as these, what we call ABCs, these antecedents, behaviors, and consequences. So what happens before the behavior itself, and the consequence, because that is typically where we can put an intervention in place and start changing behavior. So where would it be beneficial to anthropomorphize our pets or to humanize them? I find that if we can have a better understanding of things like fear, anxiety, and aggression and why it happens, then I think that we are going to be more helpful to our dogs. If we can relate these behaviors to human behavior, then I'm hoping that when humans decide to work on training for these issues, that they are not using methods and approaches that they wouldn't use with a human. So instead of suppressing behavior, we want to address the behavior. So digging deeper, as I always say, and trying to pull apart, you know, is the animal behaving this way because of fear? How would we know that? You know, these are going to be things like body language and history. It doesn't help to make up stories if we don't know, you know, because if the dog is displaying fear, you know, does it help to, if we don't know, to say, well, the animal's been abused versus hasn't been socialized properly? Because I think we have to understand as well that where fear develops and how it develops with animals, which can be different than with humans. So I think in short, if we can empathize more with animals that are displaying aggression because of fear, which is most of the time that's what's causing aggression, then will we be less likely to punish it? That would be my hope. And that improves animal welfare dramatically. So that can have a great effect. I think, as mentioned, there's no black or white to this. We absolutely need to understand the difference between dogs and people, to live with them in a better way and with more harmony. One thing that often bothers me quite a bit is when people attribute things like spite or manipulation or, you know, love. These emotions, we just don't know. You know, we just don't know if animals feel these things, and is it doing them a disservice to put labels on those behaviors and emotions that we aren't sure. So that's why I always, if we're working on behavior change, I always implore people to describe what it visually looks like instead of labeling it. And that's something that I learned from Dr. Susan Friedman, who is amazing, is that labels, they're not helpful when we're trying to change behavior. So those are my thoughts on, should we be humanizing or anthropomorphizing our dogs and pets? So I guess my answer is sometimes, and it depends. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Bravo Dog Knowledge Podcast. It was a short and sweet one, but I did want to express my thoughts on anthropomorphism and humanizing our pets. Please, if you have time, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so we can continue to reach more people. Visit us on Instagram at Bravo Dog Training. And don't forget, we have a free body language course on my website, which is bravodog.ca. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we'll see you next time.